Thank you. As you said, the issue of quality testing in agricultural seeds is something that is very, very important, and as some of the discussion before the commencement of the session also reflected, is also something that is going to be of significance not only for now but also for the future. As a way of determining whether or not a good crop will be produced. And conductivity tests, which when accompanied with quantification of electrolyte leakage, has been found to be a very useful indicator in the case of maize, even though it was not originally developed for cereal crops but for legumes. But with passage of time and modifications, we found out that is quite a reliable indicator of maize seed quality. And for those of us in also developing countries and tropical areas, we also find conductivity tests quite useful. And in addition to the fact that we also see it often used in literature when it comes to the issue of investigations on deterioration and longevity. And in view of the growing relevance of it for us in the tropical area, given the limitations of facilities for more physiological tests, germination, vigor tests, and the limitation of experience also in being able to do a good seedling analysis at the end of the test, we have been considering different aspects of conductivity test with a view of making it much easier to understand as well as interpret the test result. And that is one of the motivations for carrying out this study. And by way of the methods and the materials that were used, three hybrids, single cross hybrids were used, and these are proprietary materials from the Pioneer Seed Company. And two parallel experiments were conducted. One is a seed maturity, and the other is mechanical damage, with a view of combining the factors that we know from literature are key to determining the outcome of the conductivity test, namely the storage temperature, the duration, and look at them with respect to their effect on the rate of ion leakage. And for the seed maturity experiment, we had the two hybrids that were harvested at weekly intervals over 8-week period, and they were dried as indicated. And all the samples were dried to about between 11 and 12% moisture content. And this shows the characteristics of the seeds that they harvest. We have the seed moisture ranging between almost 60 to 21% at the different stages that the seeds were harvested. And following that, they were stored in two contrasting environments that were maintained at plus 20 degrees C and minus 20 degrees for a period of about 1.5 years. And we did, of course, in addition to the standard conductivity procedure as a vigor test, we took conductivity measurements almost immediately after the water was added and at hourly interval for the first 6 hours before taking the final reading 24 hours after. And we repeated this prior to storage at 7 months as well as at 19 months after storage. And for the mechanical damage, what we did was to take seed samples from a commercial seed field, and they were dried, and also in the course of drying, because of the sensitivity, the three hybrids in the case of mechanical damage that were used were adjusted to their sensitivity to drying injury. And this shows the different combinations of both mechanical and manual harvesting, mechanical and manual harvesting, shelling, cleaning, and grading. In the case of grading, that we have here. Of course, we have the seats graded according to class and according to shape. And just like we had for the maturity experiments and the lot, we also have the seeds in the mechanical damage experiments subjected to the same temperatures, storage temperature, the same duration, as well as the same interval for taking the conductivity measurements. We carried out an analysis of variance to detect the significant effects of the significance of the mean effects. And we did this analysis separately for maturity lot as well as for the mechanical damage lot. And the rate of ion leakage was determined by performing a regression of the conductivity values that we took at the different times on time. In determining the relative importance of all the factors, what we did was to calculate the relative contribution of the sum of square due to each of these factors to the total sums of square. And the result we obtained as follows. In the case of the seed maturity, we noticed that there was a wide difference in the rate of leakage between the two hybrids. And with respect to the storage temperature as well as the duration, the rates were fairly uniform, not significantly different from each other. And for the seed maturity group, we also noted that there were differences in the rates of leakage for each of the maturity group. Of course, I should point out that we found that physiological maturity was attained at the fifth harvest stage, so that's the point where we had the least rate of leakage compared to harvest before and after. And in the analysis of variance, the significance of the mean square are indicated, but we noted that by way of contribution, hybrid contributed about 70% compared to all the other factors combined. The R square for this analysis was about 97%. So this out of that proportion, we found that the hybrid alone was contributing about 70%. And seed maturity, in spite of the differences that we noticed, was contributing less than 7%. But the interaction between hybrid and maturity contributed about 14%, indicating that hybrid is the dominant contributor to the variability that was observed. In the case of mechanical damage, we noticed that we also had significant differences in the rate of ion leakage for each of the three hybrids. And unlike what we had in the case of storage temperature, as well as for the duration of storage. And unlike what we noticed in the case of seed maturity, we noticed that the commencement of storage, the rate of ion leakage was quite higher than what we had subsequently, and that is understandable because of the treatment to which the seed had been subjected. But when we look at the rates for the different treatments, a combination of harvesting, drying, cleaning, whether mechanical or manual, notice that I want to draw attention to the MG1 and MG3 and MG4. MG1 and 2 are medium-sized seeds, but MG1 is flat, while MG2 represents the round seed, both of them medium. And MG3 and 4 are large seeds, 3 and 4 indicating whether flat or round. And you notice that for the large seeds, we had lower rates, but also in terms of size, that we look at in terms of shape, that MG2, which is small and round, were leaking a significantly higher amount of iron compared to the other. And Again, when we did the partitioning, we observed that hybrid was contributing more than 50%, while hybrid by duration interaction was contributing about 6%, whereas mechanical operation, as significant as it is in terms of the statistical significance, we noted that the contribution was less than 7%, just like we had in the case of seed maturity. And from this, we concluded that varietal characteristics are the main determinant of the rate of ion leakage and ultimately the conductivity values. Of course, this is not a new conclusion, and others who had worked without necessarily looking at the rates had also made similar conclusion. And in coming to this conclusion, I'm talking about varietal characteristics, it's a range of things depending on both the morphology, sometimes the chemical characteristics. For example, normal endosperm maize compared with high protein maize, you have a significant difference, that the high quality protein maize, the rate of ion leakage is much, much higher. In the case of the hybrids that we use, Ula and Benicia, Ula had an unusually very thick coat, whereas Benicia is an hybrid that is subjected to, or that is typified with stress cracks. And as a result of that, it also predisposes the variety to a higher rate of ion leakage. And there are other instances also in literature where you have differences in terms of the composition of the seed coat, and that also affects. So what is encapsulated in varietal characteristics is not just an omnibus something, but depending on what kind of either morphological or chemical composition, we can have different things. And it's unfortunate that a lot of breeding activities that goes on in the development of this variety don't take into consideration some of these things. I'd like to acknowledge the access to this proprietary material by Pioneer, as well as the German Academic Exchange Service for this financial support for the study. Thank you for your attention.
Questions? We have a couple of minutes for Dr. Gary. Dr. Bishop.
Thank you for this. It's not my area, so you never showed any units up there, or maybe they were in your methodology at the beginning. What
micro Siemens per centimeter by gram seed. Micro Siemens.
Per
centimeter per gram of seed.
Okay.
Per gram dry seed?
Yes, dry seed.
Per gram dry seed.
Yes.
And did you do any mineral analysis on the
yes, we did.
Material to see, you know, what differences there were in some of the mineral ions that might explain some of these differences?
Yes, the main one was calcium.
Calcium?
Yes.
I have one.
Yep.
Dr. Walker Simmons? No.
Only one, Mark?
No. Well, no, I have. I can always find you. You know me, Michael. Your criteria for physiological maturity. I just asked this as a general question because everybody seems to have a different idea.
Yeah.
You know, physiological maturity is in the eyes of the beholder or something along those lines. All right, but seriously, what's your criteria?
Yeah, the criteria for physiological maturity in this sense is the seed dry weight.
Seed dry weight?
Yes.
Any of the seeds was treated or
untreated seeds? Untreated seeds.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thank you.